Our tender Jesus is with us, heart dwellers. And he had a very, very tender and beautiful message for us tonight. Caught me totally off guard. It's September 26th, 2015. Just a quick note here that Ezekiel has asked me to announce Nancy G. in Largo, Florida. We've tried to reach you, dear, by email, and the address we had for you by email didn't seem to work. Would you please leave a personal message on our channel for us so we can get in touch with you? Thank you, dear. He's so tender. Our God is so tender. We have no idea. I had no idea how humble and grateful he is for the littlest act on our part to bring souls to him. And lately I've been feeling kind of a strange distance from him, and I wasn't sure if it was my teeth or fibro or what in the world it was. But tonight I discovered it wasn't him at all, it was me. And I wasn't allowing myself to connect with the truly sweet and vulnerable God. But he broke through. He surely did. I have this tendency to go back to pre-intimacy relationship with the Lord, before we became intimate friends, and go back to the place where he was God high up in heaven, and you get down on your face and beseech him and don't ever expect to get anything but a thus saith the Lord type of word. Surely he doesn't talk to you like you're his spouse. And I've kind of drifted backwards in that regard, and I've been having a lot of worship where I was worshiping him and in glory, in the glory of his presence. And it's kind of hard to connect with him as tender, sweet Jesus when you do that, because he's both. He's not only a glorious, powerful God, but he's also a tender and vulnerable God. So I considered that maybe I've been ungrateful, because this channel, my goodness, the correspondence we receive, the praise reports are over the top. And I'm kind of beside myself and kind of almost numb, not knowing quite how to react to all of these sweet, sweet letters that we've been getting from people. And tonight, all I could do was really weep when I read a few of them. I'm going to share just a couple. The one that really brought me to tears, I'll share that one last. Here's a message. I appreciate all the beautiful messages you have shared on YouTube. I try my best to listen to your channel every day. I was led to your channel by Jesus and cannot express my gratitude enough for what you do and share on your channel. We get so many letters acknowledging that Holy Spirit has led people to us, that it's overwhelming sometimes. I just look at that and I just rejoice, because I know the Lord is leading us, and he's not only leading us, guys, he's leading people to us. And all of you on the channel lately have been so loving and sweet. When you see a person with a need or with a misunderstanding, you're right there for them. And I have to commend you, that it's a beautiful thing. You look on YouTube, and YouTube's all over the internet, and there's so much negativity coming and going. And here on this channel, you are not being so negative as you are being just concerned and loving and tender towards one another. What a gift. Oh, it's beautiful. It's so beautiful. And another lady took the time to really express several different areas where she's been helped. I've steadily listened to your messages daily and have sometimes listened more than once. Some of the main things I've gleaned from your YouTube programs, they've helped me think differently about every situation we face. They've helped me get discernment before various attacks from the enemy. Boy, I'll tell you, the Lord has definitely been warning us about that, hasn't he? They've helped me clean all areas of my life more thoroughly. And I've got to tell you guys, he doesn't give me any slack. He's very, very strict with me as well. every once in a while we'll want to watch a silly little program. And we haven't watched anything, I think, since April? Sid Roth or something like that. I enjoy him. Anyway, they've helped me repent of small sins within myself, known only to me. Yes, it's the little foxes that spoil the vine. And we don't want anything to spoil that vine with our Lord. I've been able to love people more like Christ, and I found greater compassion toward the hurting and homeless. One example is when I saw two different people in two different places wanting money. My heart hurt for them, and I gave them what I felt was the right amount. You know, and sometimes the Lord will speak to us about what to give someone when you see them on the street like that. And of course, reminders on carefully watching the words of our mouth, and especially getting the hope that Jesus wants a relationship with all of us like he has with you. Mentioning your struggles and where you fall short, give me hope. And the extreme importance of praise. Wow, she's gotten a lot out of her channel, and that just blesses me to no end. And as I was reading off the things that she's gotten from her channel, I'm thinking of all the things that I've gotten too in the process of sharing things with you. So there's so many like that, but the one that really just broke my heart was a gentleman who had been away from the Lord for 50 years. He came back to the Lord and just fell head over heels with him, just totally head over heels with him, and to the point where he's pumping gas in his car and he hears a love song on a station and he knows that the Lord is singing that to him. Well, you know, that's just a beautiful thing. I sat and read his testimony. It was, of course, a little more lengthy than that, and the different songs that he brought up. He is just on fire for the Lord and is hungering for the Lord every single day. He's been receiving communion every day and weeping tears of joy and returning to the Lord and being so close to him and really feeling and sensing his presence in communion. Oh my goodness, it's so beautiful. So as I read this man who'd been away from the Lord for 50 years, as I read his testimony, I was so touched. I just sat there and cried and said, Lord, oh, you're so good. You're so good to people. You've done so much through us. We've done so little, and you've done so much. And I just sat there and wept tears of joy. So I was crying tears of gratitude, and Jesus was right before my very eyes, also crying tears of gratitude. Wow. I mean, our tender, sweet Lord. He's just as vulnerable as anyone could be. His expression was so sweet. His guard was God guard, the strong, powerful God. All of that was not there. It was all a tender, vulnerable God that aches with us. How do you compute that? I mean, God crying and thanking you profusely for the little part you played in bringing a soul back to him? And that's what he was doing. He was just thanking me and thanking the people on our channel for bringing souls back to him by their generous and loving responses. It means so much to him. We just can't imagine it. I've never seen a human being with such a profound, heart-rending gratitude as tears streamed down his holy cheeks for this man who'd been away from him for 50 years. And this is only one letter out of scores and scores of letters. People coming to the Lord because they had no idea how sweet he is, how much he cares, how much he identifies with our sufferings, and how lonely he is for our company. You know, that's just huge with him. And nobody thinks of the Lord that way, but that's the way he's presenting himself more and more around the world, not just on our channel, but around the world. People are identifying with the vulnerable God, the vulnerable Jesus, who longs for our companionship. So many people have been taught wrongly about the personality of Jesus. He's so tender and meek and kind and oh so thankful for all that you do for him. So he spoke to me through his tears, and he asked me to tell you how very grateful he is for the littlest things you do to bring souls back to him, or just to him for the first time. And he began, he said, "You cannot calculate my gratitude to you, my people, for the littlest sacrifice you make to draw others to me. You will never know until heaven what it has meant to me every time you've left a track behind, been kind to a homeless person, put your comforting arms around a hurting soul, prayed for those who've gone astray. Your outpourings of love on my behalf touch me so very deeply. To see it, you would hardly believe it. But take my word through this vessel. I am profoundly grateful that you set your agendas aside so many times just for me, just to be with me, just to touch someone with my love. And there is fruit, so much fruit. You will not believe your eyes until heaven when you see the fruit of each of your little gestures of love and what it brought forth. I am not a self-sufficient God who sits on a throne and has all he'll ever need or want. No, that is not my character at all. Rather, I am a waiting, pleading, watching God, waiting for my children to return to me, longing to have them safely back in my arms. I am the father of the prodigal, wholly taken up with a return of souls into my bosom, forever intent on living for me. I wait, I long, I send my messengers, I send my gifts, I send my corrections, I send my love in myriads of ways every day, but so few recognize my very active presence in their lives. Yes, of all the stories in the Bible, the prodigal's father best describes me. What can I say here? Thank you? Well, that will have to do. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, for all you have done to bring the lost to me. You will never know the joy you've brought your God. No, not until heaven. Then the fruit will truly astound you. You will see how one little good deed filtered and trickled down, touching not just one or two, but hundreds. You will trace the paths of your good deeds and watch as they knock Satan out and break open hardened hearts. Yes, you will observe and rejoice in the fruit you have harvested for me, and I will welcome you into my arms. Well done, my good and faithful servants. Enter into your master's joy.